Chapter 39. Letter Home.
Dearest Abelais, I barely know where to begin my tale. The events of the last few months deny description, though I must try. Understand that half of what you have heard about me is indeed true, while the other half are exaggerations and falsehoods, born of fear and misunderstanding. I have discovered that magic does exist in our world, not relegated to the bedtime tales we heard as children. I have been blessed with a glimpse into another world, one of magic and wonder, where fantastical things are possible. I have learned from what I have seen there and have put it into practice. I made a record of my studies, after the manner of Sir Walden, Lord Candlewright, or Professor Hawkweave, seeking to use the methods of science to find reason where there is naught but mysticism. I admit that my scholarly endeavors were led astray by something rather embarrassing. I had fun with it. I can only imagine the joy you feel seeing your paintings leap into life upon the canvas as your brush transforms bits of sticky, multicolored pastes into visions of reality or fancy as you choose them. I have not the eye to be an artist, nor do I have the voice to sing or ear to compose. I have not the heart nor arm to be a warrior, and I lack the slick tongue to enter politics. I lack all the faculties that allow a man to change the world, save for a new one that I have discovered. I find before me the choice of how to use the gift I have discovered. What was not so long ago a barely understood trick of trial and error, I now find under some nascent degree of real control. Had I learned such mastery before my unfortunate encounter with the fearful custodians of law in Scar Harbor, I might have held them at bay long enough to make them see reason. Alas, the hordes of fear and superstition fell upon me and sought to claim my life for their peace of mind. At the time you last saw me, I was frightened and uncertain, wondering if some aspect of my newly found ability might secure my freedom. The events after that night bear much explanation, for as fanciful as my tale so far has been, it grows stranger still. The notorious pirate, Denric Zane, had escaped from his exile and was lurking about in Scar Harbor when he heard of my plight. Not one for pity, he believed in magic and knew some paltry amount of it himself. Seeing in me a potential ally, scorned alike by the authorities of Acardia, he effected my escape from the prison and took me on as part of his crew when he stole the Harbinger from its berth. I admit my mistake now, seeing it with the benefit of hindsight. Though I knew not how to harness my power, I could have stayed and defended myself until such time as I could make men see reason, that I was not a threat, and that my magics were harmless, nay, beneficial even, to the community at large. Instead, I took the coward's path, and allowed whatever rumors might flourish after my escape to run unchecked, no doubt growing to monstrous proportions. As my short time among the pirates passed, it became clear that I would never fit in with them, and that I was not the sort of man they wished to keep among them. As what they claimed was a small kindness, they have stranded me upon a remote isle, inhabited by an inoffensive native people who have, I must say, treated me well enough. I am in good health and sound of mind. It is only my heart that aches, for whatever kindness is visited upon me by my gracious hosts, they cannot provide the only desire I find myself lacking, the pleasure of your company. There has not been a day to pass that I have not wished to be with you, either to be back home with you in Acardia, to escape the distasteful sights I have seen among the squalor of a pirate's life, or to have you with me to see the wonders of the world beyond the horizon from all you have known. Ships are a rarity here, with merchants having little reason to travel here, to this place called Denku Apa. I find myself discontent with waiting upon the next lucky vessel to come my way, to take me from here and back to the civilized lands where I might book passage home. Instead, I look to my own studies, for in magic, should not all be possible? If by chance some errant vessel may pass, I shall leap upon it, with a farewell to my hosts upon my lips, and a song in my heart. But I will not sit idly by and count upon such fortune. One way, Though I know not how as yet, I will make my way back to see you again. You may have my solemn word upon it. With all my heart, Cyrus Hinterdale. When all the words had arranged themselves, Cyrus ceased his spell and let the rest of the ink from Denric Zane's message pour into the inkwell. Once the ink on the letter dried, Cyrus carefully folded and rolled up the paper upon the island of Dinku Appa, then bound it around the leg of the parrot he had enspelled. The colorful bird watched him curiously as he worked, but offered no comment nor objected to bearing the message it was being given. "Find your way, little friend," Cyrus told the parrot, lifting it to the air to help it take flight. The bird headed off to the north and west, a long journey ahead of it, and with just a few mental images from Cyrus to guide its way. "Find your way to Abelay, so that I might one day follow."
This has been Fire Hurler, written by J.S. Morin, performed by Sean Compton. Copyright 2013 by J.S. Morin. Production copyright 2017 by J.S. Morin. Ether Smith. Written by J.S. Morin. Performed by Sean Compton.